Well, once again, we get an example of just how the establishment thinks, and just what they think of you and me. This is from welfareweekly.com. Job centre worker brands mum of three a scrounging bastard in an answerphone rant. A mum of three from Beckenham was left shaken after a Bromley job centre worker accidentally left an answerphone message seemingly accusing her of being a scrounging bastard that's popping out kids like pigs, it's been reported. Cecilia Garcia, 44, says she had to give up a job in finance following a difficult marital breakup to care for her three children. Unable to afford the rent, Mrs. Garcia reached out for support from the Department of Work and Pensions, also known as the DWP. Mrs. Garcia checked her answerphone messages and found a message from job centre worker Anne Good, asking her to get in touch to discuss her benefits claim. However, Good didn't hang up properly and can be heard angrily discussing the case with a colleague. Unaware she's being recorded, Good first began talking with her colleague about how much Mrs. Garcia was receiving in benefits. Quote, "That's almost £1,000 a month. £12,000 a year," she can be overheard saying. The cruel and offensive job centre employee can then be heard referring to Mrs. Garcia's name. "This is Cecilia Garcia. None of them are English names," says Good. In reality, Mrs. Garcia has dual Mexican-British nationality, and all of her three children, aged 8, 6 and 4, were born in the UK. Good continues, quote, I just don't, why are we running around for these people? Do you know, I resent even doing this work because if I had a person who said, I really want a job, I want to go on your caseload, yes, all the time, every day of the week, but not some scrounging that's popping out kids like pigs. I'm going to get very politically incorrect this afternoon, end quote. Rather than being taken aback by Good's offensive comment, her job centre colleague can be heard saying, "You are, aren't you? And I don't blame you one bit." Speaking to News Shopper, Mrs. Garcia said, quote, "I got sick. I was so upset over the weekend. It is really offensive, all the things that she says on the voicemail, and it sounds like the other person totally agrees with her. The fact that they say things like, oh, they aren't even English names, this goes beyond everything, saying I pop out kids like pigs. 3, 2, 1. I have dual nationality. We did everything right. I'm not illegal." She shouldn't express this about people from other backgrounds. Mrs. Garcia says she noticed a change in people's attitude towards those of non-British background since the EU referendum. Quote, "We could speak Spanish on the bus or train with no problems, but now I tell my children not to speak Spanish in public places because I feel people are looking at us like, what are they doing here?" she said. Mrs. Garcia added, "Living on benefits, you live on the edge. I study. I have a finance degree. I'm trying to go back to work, but I had to stop working because I have three children. I understand people say a lot of people are taking benefits, but not every single case is the same," end quote. A DWP spokesperson said they're taking the incident extremely seriously and have launched an investigation. Which will go nowhere. Good will probably get a slap on the hand and will probably have to write a letter of apology or something like that, but that'll be it. But it just shows you the contempt with which a lot of these people who work in these godforsaken job centres and these terrible benefits officers, which must be absolutely soul-sapping, it just shows you the contempt they have for the people that they're supposed to call their clients or their customers. No, we're just scum to them. I'm sure that's not the same across the board, and I don't want to appear to generalise, but it is a good example of just how some think of those in need.